Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. My name's Deepak Shukla. Head over to deepakshukla.com if you want some inspiration in your life. And today I'm going to be talking basically about anyone who's feeling lazy or lethargic and how to break out of the often, you know, the widely known trap of thinking, talking without actually doing. So if you're somebody who has amazing ideas or who has, you know, yearnings to do more, and you find yourself, whether it's, you know, if you're in work or out of work, or you're self-employed, or you run a small or to medium business, or wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, if you feel that you could do more, that you're basically being a bit of a lazy bastard, then here's my advice, basically. Really simply, it is an idle or an empty mind is the devil's house. It's kind of a proverb that was actually left on a comment on Quora to an answer that I wrote. I'm now banned from Quora, ironically, so here I am on here I am podcasting. It really is true. The question was, you know, this question, you know, I'm lazy and lethargic, you know, how can I do more? And the simple answer is easy to say, but it's a little bit hard to do, which is you need to just fucking do stuff. Now, obviously, then, what do I mean? I literally mean be active in at the start in any way possible. Now, of course, there's work and then there's the right kind of work. And there's that whole argument centered upon, okay, Deepak, I'm working hard, but I'm not getting the progress that I want. And then it's a question of analyzing the work you're doing to see if it's, you know, if you're doing it in the most appropriate way. So one example of me being idle or me being kind of lazy is, I'm just trying to think now. Okay, so I sometimes come back and forth from my parents' home. I go away with the military. I was living away the last couple of years, and I'm kind of back and forth. So I was away for a couple of weeks with the army. Now I'm back, and I just moved back into my parents' place, and then I go away again for around 2 weeks. And also in between that, I've got various trips. Next week, I'm away for the week. I've got a friend here on holiday. Then I've got a four day trip to Latvia. Then I've got a day doing tattoos. So I'm looking at the room, the kind of makeshift room I have whilst I'm here, and I've got crap. I've got my clothes strewn about everywhere. I've got kind of some of my army equipment in another corner. There are no, you know, there's all this stuff basically that I'm being lazy with. So my advice to myself, for example, would be to, in the beginning, with those who are, you know, lazy, not doing enough, is look for, even if it's a five minute burst of activity. So in right now, for example, I would gather all of my clothes that are strewn across the room and I'd put them in one pile. That would be my 5 minutes worth of activity. Now, something as singularly and as small as that can have a huge impact in terms of your ability to go out and do more. And let me explain why. In the beginning, when, you know, laziness begets laziness. And in the beginning, when you feel lazy, you feel lethargic, you feel like there's not much, you know, you're not got the motivation that you need, it's very important to start with small and convenient, but also constructive wins. So in the case of this room, the mere fact of putting all of the clothes into one pile, one, does help me know where all of the clothes are. Two, proves to me that I can make progress in terms of being able to tidy up the room. Three, it's 5 minutes, so it's not long enough for me to get completely worn down, but it is still long enough for me to feel like I've achieved something. And five, I actually have achieved something. It's practical. I've got all my clothes in one corner. And then six, it's a good platform for me to go and start doing more 5 minute sprints, as I call them. And then seven, sprints are often, when you have a focused directive, a lot more effective than spending, you know, 15 minutes just kind of thinking about doing stuff. And then eight, it basically blows that whole problem of thinking about doing things instead of just doing things. So I've taken the example here of literally the clothes pile that I've got to the left that I'm looking at as I'm, you know, as I'm recording this podcast. And that's, you know, that clothes pile is my lesson that I'd love to share with you as to how you can stop being lazy, stop being lethargic. Where is that area that might be literally visible to you now, or whether it relates to work or a personal relationship or a sporting event? What is that 5 minutes of action that you could do that will have or lead to greater things? What is that anchor that you can then build off from? So in the example of someone who says, you know, oh, I'm not as fit as I'd want to be. You know, people, you know, I try and give advice people to people sometimes on the subject of, you know, like marathon running or just keeping in shape. And, you know, as I said, you know, I'm a British Army reservist. I have run 20 marathons. And some other stuff, but people kind of get overwhelmed by that, and they're like, oh, it's easy for you to say. But in the instance of someone who, for example, is, you know, 2 stones overweight, has a body fat of maybe 24% male, generally doesn't exercise, I would say, right, you've got 5 minutes, literally Google 5k runs, you know, in your area. If you live in, you know, Manchester, 5k runs Manchester. If you live in London, 5k runs London. Look up the next 5k run in about 6 weeks from now, something to that effect, and just book the darn thing. Book it. That is 5 minutes of action that is quite significant. And I could even add to that, let's say, book it, and then, you know, once you have the purchase or the checkout on an event, it might oftentimes say, why not share it on Facebook and get a referral code, you know, get cash back, whatever it might be, but share the fucking thing on Facebook. So book the event and then share it on Facebook. That is one example of something you can do that will have a massive impact on your ability to go out and do more. And it's small. Forget about the actual run itself. The action of opening up a new tab on Chrome or Internet Explorer or whatever it might be, typing in that keyword search, 5K runs, and then, you know, your city of choice, looking something up and then just whipping out your credit card or logging into PayPal and booking it and then sharing it on Facebook can take you 5, maybe 7 minutes if you're a little bit slower. So it will take you 5 to 7 minutes and it's done. You know, that's almost the length of the podcast that I do. And that can lead to massive changes or many more positive things in the way of action and activity in your life. It's about doing those 5 minute sprints in the beginning that can lead to 10 minute sprints, to 15 minute sprints, or to going out and doing your first ever 2k run, to going out and doing your first ever 10k run, or going out and building a business, for example. I say, right, within 5 minutes, you have to think of at least 5 different areas that you could build a business in that are based upon, you know, domain expertise. So you need to think of 5 things that you know that you're good at, that you're familiar with. Any five things. That could be cooking, that could be knitting, that could be, you know, it could be making amazing cups of coffee, it could be gardening, it could be building WordPress websites, it could be, you know, whatever it might be. And then from that 5 minutes, you could then think about 5 different ways for each of them that you could make money. And that would be the next 5 minute activity, 5 minutes per 5 thing, per each thing. So that'd be 5 minutes of the WordPress thing, 5 minutes for the gardening thing, 5 minutes for the coffee thing. So you'd end up having 5 things with 5 different ways. That'd be 25 ways of making revenue. And then from that, you could pick one thing. You could pick one thing to start a business with. And here's another example of how you could go out and basically start taking action. So for those people that are lazy, for those people that wish they could do more, start with 5 minutes. It's just 5 minutes. It doesn't scare you. It isn't a lot. Whether it's tidying your room, as I mentioned, whether it's building a new business, as we discussed with the ideas, whether it's doing that 5K run, as is mentioned in the middle, all of these 5 minute activities are amazing inroads or ways to go out and start doing a lot more of your life.